शांति।
हम सबके बीच परम श्रद्धे परम विभूति राजयोगी राज ऋषि महातपस्वी चाणक्य एवं लंदन से नेल्सन मंडेला की उपाधि से विभूषित
सिस्टर इज आदरणीय सूरज भाई इंट्रोड्यूसिंग ब्रदर सूर्य भाई जी इन वेरी डेकोरेटिव वर्ड्स एंड वी वुड लाइक टू वेलकम हिम। How do you do the avyakt meeting with Bab Dada? He will teach us that. We have been looking for God for ages, and here Surya Bhai Ji will tell us how to simply meet Bab Dada. He takes care of the bhandara, meaning kitchen, in all three campuses, in which everyone gets content. Everyone feels content after eating that food. He reveals the knowledge and he also gives the solution to every problem in day-to-day life. He gives the resolution for every problem from Peace of Mind channel and Samadhan series, and lot of people take advantage of that. Surya Bhai Ji is in hearts of many people. Now sister is again decorating Surya Bhai, is introducing Surya Bhai Ji in decorative words. Now respected Surya Bhai Ji, Om Shanti. Let's start with a very deep thing, and we will also experience that. We will practice that as well. We will pay attention to it. If the whole gathering is concentrated in one thing, at least for 3 minutes, we are about 20,000 souls sitting here. 20,000 yogi souls, pure souls. If they are seated in with just one concentrated thought, then we can spread very powerful vibrations in the world that would purify five elements. It will establish peace in the world. We want to enjoy the meeting with Baba, and we also have to give that joy to the world. And to experience this joy, we have to make our intellect quiet and concentrated. Let's keep our mind and intellect quiet. Those who practice bodiless stage, they become cool, they become royal, they become the bestower of happiness. We are godly children, and let's keep that in our mind all the time, that we are godly children. So how should we be? So let's do a drill of bodiless stage for 1 or 2 minutes, and by which the vibrations of peace will be spreaded in the world. See yourself in the center of the forehead.
मैं चैतन्य आत्मा
आई एम अ लिविंग सोल
पॉइंट सोर्स ऑफ एनर्जी
एंड द सोर्स ऑफ एनर्जी
बहुत शक्तिशाली
वेरी पावरफुल
शांति की शक्ति से भरपूर
फुल ऑफ पावर ऑफ पीस
अपने स्वरूप को स्वयं ही अंतर के नैन से देखें
यू सी योर सेल्फ विथ योर इंटरनल आईज
शरीर जैसे कि है ही नहीं
एज इफ दिस बॉडी इज नॉट एग्जिस्टिंग आई एम जस्ट अ बॉडीलेस soul
aur mujhse charo or shanti ki bahut powerful kirne phail
the rays of peace are spreading in all four directions through me and these waves of peace are spreading in the whole world. शांति
इस एथरिटीपन के अभ्यास से
विद दिस प्रैक्टिस ऑफ बॉडीलेस स्टेज
होने लगता है
द माइंड विल बिकम क्वाइट
समाप्त होने लगता है
द एंगर विल फिनिश
शीतल हो जाती है
द सेंस ऑर्गन्स विल बिकम कूल
रॉयल्टी आने लगती है
देयर विल बी रॉयल्टी इन आवर संस्कार्स So, everyone, let's practice it all together. And I'm giving you one thought. Whenever there is a song played of traffic control, whether it is 1 minute or 3 minutes, you create a thought that I want to give the vibrations of peace to the whole world for that 1 minute or 3 minutes. And you spend that 1 minute or 3 minutes in this very beautiful and elevated thought, and you will see that this one minute will become like a blessing for your life. Today we are this is the moments of meeting with Baba. Everyone should be aware that whenever there is Baba Milan Day, whenever there is a day of meeting with Baba, Baba is present here in the hall. It is Baba is present even now, and don't misunderstand this thing. Baba also gives his very powerful rays to all of us from up above, and we sit in that awareness that Baba is showering the rays of knowledge to all of us, and we want to enjoy this meeting in Baba's words. This pleasure of every second of this meeting is even greater than the pleasure of golden age. If you weigh the happiness of golden age and happiness of super sensuous joy, the super sensuous joy would weigh more. So when your mind and intellect becomes acquired through the practice of this bodiless stage, and when you are stabilized with Shiv Baba, the soul feels the super sensuous joy on this beautiful day. Let's make a promise to leave one thing. You realize that you should have the awareness of that. You all know from Baba's Murli, from Avyakt Murli, and also in Sakar Murli, in different words, you renounce I and mine. And that comes very often. We are on the path of spirituality. Our path is spiritual, in which as the soul renounces the I and mine, it will not go away in one day. But if you practice and if you continue to renounce your I and mine-ness, your alaukik I will become powerful, meaning I, the soul, will become powerful. And this realization of alaukik I is based on practice of self-respect. So many souls don't realize that they don't have I. They don't have the feeling of I-ness, the I-ness of body consciousness, but it is there. Baba has given very beautiful definition in Raja Yoga, of Raja Yoga. Raja Yoga means there is nothing that is mine. Those who are following the spiritual path, it is a subject of great understanding. So you understand this I-ness and you create the feeling of surrendering that I. Before I give you more detail, let's concentrate our intellect on the great light, the supreme light. For some moment you feel that I, the soul, I, the soul, am very close to Baba in the supreme abode.
Mere upar sarvashaktivan,
the almighty,
gyan ke sagar,
the almighty authority Baba, who is the ocean of knowledge, son of knowledge, with the seed of this world. I am only seeing him. His divine light is spreading in all four directions. As if the whole supreme abode, the Brahmalok, is lightened by his divine light.
संकल्प कर दें
you create a thought.
जो सृष्टि का क्रिएटर है,
the one who is the creator of the world, the one who is creating the heaven is mine.
जो कुछ इस संसार में मेरे पास है,
whatever I have
तो
in this world, I have got it from here and I have to renounce it here. Now he is mine and after getting him, everything of him is mine. I the soul and centered in I the soul am seated in the center of the forehead.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Samarpan Bhav.
The feeling of surrenderness.
Adhyatma ka. एक और सुंदर स्वरूप
इज द ब्यूटिफुल फॉर्म ऑफ स्पिरिचुअलिटी. नथिंग इज माइन, एवरीथिंग ऑफ माइन इज योर्स एंड दैट इज द
साकार रूप
फीलिंग ऑफ सरेंडरिंग एवरीथिंग.
बाबा के कार्यों में समर्पित हो गए
इन द कॉर्पोरियल
टाइम.
मैनी गॉट सरेंडर टू बाबा एंड दे हैव लॉट ऑफ इंटॉक्सिकेशन दैट we are useful to God. We have become God's helpers. We have become very fortunate. Our all 84 births will be great. We are so fortunate that everything of ours belong to Baba. Nothing is mine. You create this thought every day. So let's create a thought. We have started from the golden age. We have started our journey from golden age. Days passed by, years passed by, ages passed by, even the silver age passed by. The copper age and the iron age also passed. At the end of 5,000 years, when we are at the end, when the mind and intellect, everything, mind and body, everything is tired, God Himself became our companion, became our friend, and He said, child, now hold my hand. You give all your burdens to me. You be joyfully, you make your journey of 5,000 years worthwhile. It's such a fortune that the whole all the souls of the world are in darkness of ignorance and we are enlightened and we are meeting with God. You praise your fortune, you sing songs of your great fortune. So everything is yours. That is the feeling of surrendering. When anyone says, everything of mine is yours, so all brothers and sisters think, how can I give the whole of my wealth to Baba? It is not about the wealth. Wealth is a very small thing for for surrenderness. You just transform your feeling. So when you are living in a home, you feel that this home is Baba's yagya. You talk to Baba. You have given us this beautiful home to live. It is yours. Our wealth. You have given us this wealth. You have given us this wealth to live. It is not mine. This body. This body is yours, and you have given me out of mercy. This mind is yours. This intellect is yours. This whole family is yours. So you create this feeling. This feeling is a great thing. Someone, if he surrender everything and not transform the feelings, let's for example, if someone gives his wealth to create a center, and if he thinks that I have given money for this center, then the account of accumulation is not high as much. The souls who want to become great yogis and who want to achieve the complete stage, this, everyone would not have this desire, but because they are entangled in the worldly matters, but those who want to achieve the stage of completeness, and Baba has said in Murli that your complete stage will dispel the darkness of ignorance from this world, and who wants to achieve this stage, imbibe this special in dharana that you should not have I-ness or my-ness in me. When this world will be transformed, when everything of today will be gone, those who have surrendered everything to Baba, Baba says you ensure everything to Baba's bank, Baba's account, then nothing of yours will be wasted. So let's all move forward to surrendering everything, and along with that we practice staying in the intoxication. We practice staying in godly intoxication. With that, the power of intellect will increase. In the confluence age, intellect is very important. The intellect will become so high that it achieves all the wealth of godly treasures, and that will happen with godly intoxication. Now let's invite Baba to come among us. You feel in a second, I am an angel beyond the sky in the subtle region. You see yourself up there. You see in all four directions there is shining white light spreaded all in all four directions, as if many full moons are gathered together.
यहाँ परमानंद है.
There is a supreme joy here.
ये फरिश्तों की दुनिया.
This is the world of angels.
बाप दादा का कर्म करने का दिव्य स्थान.
This is a divine place.
कर्म क्षेत्र है ये भगवान.
This is a place of action for बाप दादा.
सामने.
You see in front.
आसन पर विराजमान है बाप दादा.
बाप दादा are seated on the seat of lotus.
छवि को क्लियर देखें.
You see their face. Clearly, very divine form.
Charo aur tejasvi abhamandal.
Very divine and shining atmosphere everywhere in all four directions.
Mastak mein chamak rahi hai mahajyoti.
The great light is shining in the center of the forehead.
बाबा मुझे दृष्टि दे रहे हैं.
बाबा इज गिविंग मी दृष्टि.
अपना वरदानी हाथ मेरे सिर पर रख दिया है.
बाबा पुट हिज हैंड ऑफ ब्लेसिंग्स ओवर माय हेड.
ये वही हैं.
ही इज दैट सेम वन. यू थिंक फॉर हिम.
सामने वही हैं.
He is the same one who is in front of me, to whom we have been looking for ages. He is that same one. And to have the vision of him, these eyes were thirsty since ages.
दिल भर के देख लें.
Now see his divine form and make your heart full.
बहुत प्यार से.
With lot of love, let's invite Baba.
Baba, हम बहुत दूर दूर से.
Baba,
आपके पास
we have come from far away and we have come here to meet you. You also leave your home and come down with us.
देखें बाप दादा.
एंड सी बाप दादा.
दोनों नीचे उतर रहे हैं.
बोथ आर कमिंग डाउन.
आ गए हमारे सम्मुख.
फिर से हम दोनों. दे आर इन फ्रंट ऑफ अस.
बाबा का हाथ सिर पर.
बाबाज हैंड इज ओवर माय हेड.
दृष्टि देख कर गए बाबा वापिस.
He is giving me दृष्टि and he left to his abode. ओम शांति.
बाबा से हमारा बहुत गहरा नाता है.
वी हैव वेरी डीप रिलेशनशिप विद बाबा.
कहने का
वी हैव द राइट टू से दैट the God is ours.
Uska sab kuch bhi hamara.
Everything of His is mine. And this is a very beautiful feeling. Everyone pay attention to this. In this alaukik life, I have a right to God. We invite Him with right. We ask for help with right. We ask for blessing with right. Now there will be traffic control song. Let all give the blessing of purity to the whole world. Let's stabilize ourselves on the globe. I am seated on the globe, meaning I am the master of this world. I am an angel of purity. I am the master of this nature.
Baba se, pavitrata ke sagar se, pavitrata ki suneheri kirne mujh par pad rahi hai.
The golden rays are falling on me from the ocean of purity, Baba, and it is spreaded in all four directions.
चलना है घर वापस अब तो यही ज्ञान का
योगी बनो ज्ञानी बनो योगी जीवन है प्यारा योगी जीवन है प्यारा योगी जीवन है प्यारा
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
होली का पर्व आ रहा है
द फेस्टिवल ऑफ होली इज कमिंग
होली के इस पर्व पर
इन दिस फेस्टिवल ऑफ होली
आज से हम सभी होली बाबा ये बात बहुत कहते थे होली
टुडे
हो गया जो हो गया
वी Say holy means whatever happened is finished. You don't live your life in the influence of the past. You have all come to Baba. You think from your mind whatever has happened.
So
one thing is you remember your past. And the other thing, if there is something big situation and it is seated in your mind or brain, the effect of some bad situation, for example, if someone left a body, it just seated in the heart. We are making our fortune for the whole next kalpa. You create the thought. You make yourself introverted for 5,000 years. We are creating the part of 5,000 years of every birth. So we are sowing the seed of every birth now. So the effect of the past, if you have kept it in your mind, then your thoughts will not be clear. We will not be able to create the fortune. The fortune has now come in our hands. Now think, it is such a beautiful time. God is in our hand and the fortune is also in our hand. The fortune maker is ours and the pen of writing fortune is in our hands. So whatever has passed, if something bad happens to your life, if you can't forget something, then create the thought. Those bad situations brought you to God. If that did not happen, this would not happen. Let me tell you about a family. He was the owner of a factory. He lost everything. He spent about 2.5 years in a lot of problems. He was very wealthy and he lost everything. The poor would be happy with just dal and roti, but he was very wealthy and he felt that everything of his has lost. He went to one of the Baba centers close by that he saw, thinking he would get peace from here. And they belong to Baba. So whenever in the Murli it comes that everything repeats in the drama, he would feel very bad that this sorrow would come again to me after 5,000 years. He came to me saying, in sorrow that this would happen again. But I told him, you will also have a meeting with God in next kalpa. So think about that. If you did not have bad days, would you come to God? You would be just busy in your maya. He started thinking, yes, we would not have come. So Baba knows if my souls are entangled in maya, they will not look at me. So Baba took all his maya and they belong to Baba. And Baba has given great fortune to make our whole kalpa fortunate. So we have to forget everything of the past. If someone has done anything bad to you in the past, if you sit in yoga, if you are enjoying the meeting with God, and if you remember that situation, everything becomes sour, everything becomes bitter. Now let's do two things in which if whoever has done anything bad to you, you forgive them. don't remember His words, remember the words of God. If you are in godly intoxication, you will see that that thing is becoming small and finished. So you have to forgive them, and whatever is seated in the intellect of past, you have to delete them forever. And we have some great self-respect. Let's practice them. I am an ancestor soul. I am a great soul. I am the sustainer of this world. The great, the ancestor soul. All these things are very small to me. I have to give to everyone. I am the bestower. The past is over.
मुझे पास्ट की कड़वाहट से वर्तमान के सुनहरे दिनों को
With the bitterness of the past, I don't want to spoil my present. The bitterness of the past is over. The beautiful days of meeting with God is with us. It's in front of us. So I have to take great pleasure from that. We are great. No matter other things are no, whatever it is no great. The situations are not big. You are greater. You accept this thing. You are great in this world. So your view should be big. Your angle of seeing all the situations should be big. And so let's practice seeing those situations. I am an ancestor soul. I am in the roots of the Kalpa tree. All 20,000 brothers and sisters sitting here, and everyone around the world who are watching this, we will sustain all the souls of the Kalpa tree. The whole Kalpa tree is over me. I am the ancestor, the worthy of worship soul, full of godly powers. Whatever powers God has, He has given to us. I am also filled with His powers.
मुझसे निकली हुई शक्तियों की लाल किरणें
The red rays coming from
में समा रही
The red rays from me are spreading to the whole Kalpa tree.
विश्व की हर आत्मा को
All the souls of the world are receiving the powers.
मैं पूर्वज
I am an ancestor soul. I am full of the power of purity. I am the deity of purity. I am an angel of purity. I am in the roots of the Kalpa tree.
मुझसे निकली पवित्रता की गोल्डन किरणें,
the golden rays,
पूरे कल्प वृक्ष में फैल रही,
are spreading in the whole Kalpa tree from me.
देव कुल की आत्माओं का आह्वान करें,
लेट्स इनवोक द सोल्स, डेटी सोल्स,
हे देव कुल की पवित्र आत्माओं,
हे प्योर सोल्स, हे प्योर डेटी सोल्स,
तुम्हें फिर
योर सुप्रीम फादर द सुप्रीम सोल हैज कम वंस अगेन टू मेक यू प्योर, यू ऑल्सो कम.
संकल्प करें,
यू क्रिएट दिस थॉट,
सभी देवकुल की आत्माओं के
ऑल द सोल्स
संस्कार जागृत,
ऑल द डेटी सोल्स हैव ऑल द डिवाइन संस्कार्स इमर्ज्ड इन देम.
ओम शांति.
ओम शांति.
हम सबके इस तरह पावरफुल वाइब्रेशन,
विथ अवर पावरफुल वाइब्रेशन फ्रॉम ऑल ऑफ अस,
थोड़ा थोड़ा समय भी रोक देंगे
एवरीवेयर अराउंड अस. इफ यू गिव लिटिल लिटिल टाइम एवरी डे, इट विल बी अ ग्रेट सर्विस. अवर सेल्फ रिस्पेक्ट विल मेक अस हायर एंड द थिंग्स विल बिकम लो. So if some souls see one very little thing to be big, but if you remain in your self-respect, if you prepare self, if you practice self-respect, then those big things will become smaller and smaller. Even in yajna there are many obstacles. The obstacles of outside have finished, but obstacles of inside are increasing now. But we have to keep in mind that this work of yajna will not finish by anyone's obstacles, because it is governed by Almighty. If the whole world tries to stop it, if the military tries to stop it, they will not be successful, because God is with us. It is His task. So no one should be afraid of little obstacles. Always remember that obstacles make us powerful. I have also remembered the two things. The obstacles make us move forward. Obstacles awaken our inner powers. So in the families also there are obstacles, because we are in the end of Iron Age. We don't get afraid of them, but you emerge the powers. How Hanuman increased, how Hanuman made his face bigger, so you also increase your powers. Some do the mistake that if there is obstacle, they would sleep in the morning, they would not go to Murli. So if you receive that godly company and you will lose it if you do that. Some mothers tells us that they have some obstacles in the home. They did yoga for 3 to 5. They did not miss Murli for even one day, and that obstacle went away. The obstacle should not make us sleep. The obstacle should make us awaken. We have to become very content. You have to pay lot of attention more to brothers than the sisters. Don't have any greed of wealth, and it will be very painful. Many spend their wealth in stock market and then they come on road. Baba has given you enough wealth that you can sustain your life, so you don't spend your money unnecessarily and enjoy your godly life. Raise your hands if you like it. Many are confused. So they give money on loan and they do not return it. This is not the time of honesty. So you stop your worldly desires and you make yourself happy, because desires are endless. There is no end to it. Those who are subservient of desires, these desires will make you unhappy, and that is why you stop your desires and you become content souls. This surrenderness brings the contentment close, and the same way contentment is surrenderness as well. So there is connection between surrenderness and contentment. So we make ourselves content souls. In this confluence age, don't make your mind wander around, whether for any worldly desires or for any honor or name and fame. I'm not saying that you don't increase your wealth, but you don't get entangled in increasing your wealth that so much that you lose your godly pleasures. So we have to become content souls. Let me tell you a version from Srimad Gita. In the last, who can become the one with stable intellect? Who can become the one with stable intellect? The soul who is content with the soul. Sisters, please listen to this because it will be helpful to you in telling to others. The souls who are content being souls are the ones who have stable intellect. When we are stabilized in the soul conscious stage, when we fill ourselves with godly treasures, when we receive godly treasures, we become very content in life. This contentment becomes our wealth, and this contentment makes our life stable. So there is pleasure and contentment in this contentment. The souls who are not content even after receiving God, talk to yourself, if I am, even after belonging to Baba, if I am not content, would anything of this worldly thing make me content? And if we return back being uncontent, what will be our stage? So So, in the next kalpa, we are creating the fortune of each and every day, every age, and for the whole kalpa. So people of the world say we will go empty-handed, but we will go full-handed. So create a thought.
जब हम बाबा के पास जाएं,
whenever we go to Baba,
तो सिर झुका कर नहीं,
don't
सिर उठा कर जाएं,
don't go there with your head down, you go with your head up. Those who have empty hands would go in front of Baba with head down, but those who are full with godly treasures will go in front of Baba with their heads up. So we need to have very good thoughts. Everyone with our visit to Madhuban, let's go back with very good thought that
सब कुछ प्राप्त कर लेना
आई हैव टू रिसीव एवरीथिंग फ्रॉम शिव बाबा
तक जाकर ये पावरफुल संकल्प करें
यू गो इनसाइड योर सेल्फ and create this thought. This is such a beautiful time that God is with us, and it is a beautiful offer that children, that you get whatever you want. You create a scene. Bab Dada is in front of you. And he's telling us, keeping his hand on our head and saying, child, you take whatever you want from me for every birth. How would be your death after every birth? You take the blessing of good death. You take blessing for every birth. So this beautiful moment will not come to us again. You talk to yourself. This is also, you create this thought, we will become full and go, we will make the world full and then go, we will give this treasure to all the souls and then go, and the world will remember us. Now let me give you the last thought. I give this thought to many good effort makers. So for birth after birth, we have been useful to ourselves and to our family, but now let's make effort that we become God's helper and we become the helpers of the world. And lastly, the day of Gulzar Dadi is coming soon, and I would like to greet her with lot of love. I have seen that for more than 50 years she has got Almighty in her body, and we have enjoyed Baba Milan through her. So lot of greetings from our heart. This is the only soul who is sustaining us from the subtle region. And let me tell you one deep secret. If you have any problem, you talk to Baba and go to subtle region and emerge Gulzar Dadi and tell her, it will be solved. That's the great secret. Now let's go to the supreme abode beyond this world of five elements. Only you see the Almighty Authority. I am very close to Him.